请我们一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们由第一节读到第十一节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 11.
罗马书第十二章由第一节读到第十一节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 11.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良。顺全可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
第四节，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function.
第五节，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络作肢体，也是如此。
Verse 5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy.According to the proportion of his faith.
或作执事就当专一执事，或作教导的就当专一教导。第八节，或作劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
If service in his serving, or if he teaches, then in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality.He who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌，爱要厌恶，善要亲近。
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love.Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We'll end our Bible reading here.
我四个月前来同弟兄们、弟兄姊妹们交通道这一段的圣经。
It was 4 months ago that I was, had the opportunity to come here and to share with brothers and sisters this specific passage.
不知道还有几多人记得。
I wonder how many of you still remember.
但是我觉得这一段的圣经，无论我是四年之前讲或者四年前讲，你都应该很熟悉。
I feel that whether I had spent, I had spoken about this 4 months ago, or if I will be speaking about it 4 years from now, this should be a very familiar passage to most of us.
我一开头曾经跟大家讲到十一节，我本来想重点讲的。
Let me tell you at the forefront here, I was initially intending to focus on verse 11, which was the focus of my sharing today.
但是后来讲下去呢，就讲到第二节，我就没了下文。
But, as I went forward, I didn't have the context to follow, so I didn't.
因为前面两节实在太重要。
Because these two verses are very important.
因为我们真的要讲到殷勤不懒惰，心里火热，常常侍奉主，就是最重要不是我们做什么，是我们这个人是怎样的人。
Because realistically, it says, exhorts us to not lag behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord. The key is really not so much that what we do, but is what we are like as an individual.
所以我九月第三个礼拜就同大家弟兄姊妹讲到一个服侍主嘅人，一个殷勤嘅人系要点样嘅一个人。
And so that's why in the third week of September, I shared with you on this topic on the individual who is a worker of God. What type of an individual is he? What type of individual is someone who has consecrated himself to God?
所以如果你要知道，真系有心要知道点样做一个服侍主嘅人咧，你翻翻去听啊，因为我前日啱啱听过，仲喺度嘅。So
if you really want to know what it means to be a worker who is consecrated to God, what he should be like, then go on to the website, listen to the passage again. Because a couple of days ago, I actually went back to listen to it, so it's still up on the website. But when we come to talking about service,
但是很多时候我们就停响知道应该怎样一个人来服侍。
Oftentimes, we stop at that point of what an individual should do.
或者我们读俄马书，你说俄马书十二章，个个都识嘅。Or
you might say, no, just go ahead and study Romans chapter 12, because everyone knows Romans chapter 12.
但是只是识头面两节嘅啫。But
realistically, we only know the first two verses of chapter 12. 第三节讲乜嘢就唔知啦。We oftentimes don't even remember what verse 3 says.
当然，俄马书十二章第一、第二节系好重要。
Yes, definitely. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 are very critical. Because from Romans chapter 1 through Romans chapter 11, it tells us of the content of the gospel. It tells us of how God has arranged for this gospel.
这福音就是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
How this gospel is the power of God for salvation to all who believes.
但是，当保罗写到罗马书十一章后面嘅时候，
But when Paul came to finish writing Romans chapter 11,
佢由十一章第33节就带出一个好大嘅敬拜。
He enters into what is now verse 33, beginning verse 33, which is a great worship.
他说，心哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的宗旨何其难寻。
He tells us, oh, the depth of the riches, both for the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
36节，佢就话：因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
And verse 36 tells us, from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
一切都系神所作成嘅。
Everything has been created by God.
为咗得着我哋。
In order to gain each one of us.
然后我哋全部系主作嘅。
All of us have been created by the Lord.
所以当我们看见主为我们做了这么全备、这么伟大的救恩的时候，
So when we see such a complete, such a marvelous creation, that salvation that the Lord has prepared for us,
他就十一章尾就带出了敬拜。
When we come to chapter 11, it brings us naturally into a spirit of worship.
然后十二章就带出了所以弟兄们，我们将身体献上。
And then from there we enter into chapter 12, which begins to say, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living holy sacrifice. So for us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice is merely a response to this great salvation. This act of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice is appropriate for each one of us who have gained salvation to do. So salvation has been completely finished and completed by God. But starting with chapter 12, it is a matter of living out that salvation.
咁下边讲乜嘢咧？十二章到十六章。
So chapters 12 to 16, what are they about?
就讲到我哋呢班蒙咗恩嘅人点样系一个活祭活出嚟。
It tells us that we who have been saved, how we are a living sacrifice, and how we are to live out that life in us.
但系我哋做活祭，我哋奉献系为咗乜嘢咧？
But the fact that we are living sacrifices and the fact that we do consecrate ourselves, what really is the purpose for all of that?
奉献系为咗建造基督嘅身体。
Our consecration is for the purpose of establishing the body of Christ.
所以十二章好丰富，就喺第二节好丰富。我唔讲，一讲阵间又讲唔到后边。
Because chapter 12 is so abundant, I'm not going to go into the details because once I start, then we're not going to have time again.
我要收口啊，冇再讲啦。
I need to be short, and so I'm not going to go forward.
所以我哋跳到第三节。
So we're going to jump to chapter 12, verse 3.
所以我凭着所赐给我的恩，对个人说。不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Verse 3 says, For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than you ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
我们前面刚才讲到，将身体器想当作活祭，是为了身体的建造。
We have already stated it. The purpose for us to consecrate ourselves as a living sacrifice is so that the body of Christ may be established.
所以十二章第三节就话，不过我凭着神所俾我嘅恩对你哋讲。
But Paul goes on in verse 3 to say, "It is through the grace that has been given to me by God that I say this."
就系讲到身体配搭。教会建造的一些原则。
It tells us that the coordination of the body, it tells us about the body of Christ being working together.
第一件事就是说，你们看自己不要过于所当看的。
That the very first and foremost principle is that we would not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Because when we're talking about service, when we're talking about this establishment of the body,
我们大家都知道最大的问题是哪个啊?
We know where the primary problem always lies.
最大的问题就是我。
The biggest problem is me.
所以不过第一句就提。
And that's why Paul, the very first verse that he tells us,
不要看自己过于所当看的。
In regards to this topic is, do not think more highly of yourself than you ought to think.
当然如果你联想第一第二节其实就不应该有这个问题。
If we actually link this together with verses 1 and 2, this issue about me shouldn't exist at all.
因为你已经死了。
Because it tells us that we're already dead.
你已经是一个活祭献。
You're supposed to be a living sacrifice.
你已经在祭坛上。
That means you're already on the altar.
但我们很多时候见到我们在祭坛上面上去下来。
But the problem is, oftentimes we might go up on the altar, but oftentimes we get off of the altar.
这一分钟献上，哦，主啊，我要为你而活啊。
On the spur of the moment, we say, Lord, I want to live for you, and so I'm on the altar.
那分钟一擘大开眼见到佢，哎呀，条气又唔顺啦。
And then the next second, I turn and I see him, and I say, Oh man, he just grates me.
弟兄姊妹，我哋呢班人就系活祭，系一个活嘅舍己嘅，冇咗自己嘅一个人。
But brothers and sisters, a living sacrifice.Means that I am someone who's consecrated, who is a sacrifice, therefore I am no longer alive.
所以我们真是，当我们真是进入教会的配搭的时候，我们首先要知道，看自己不要过于所当看的。
And that's why whenever we enter into serving together with other members of the body, we need to have this principle in mind, that we should not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think.
我哋又唔需要讲太多，因为一讲啊，呢度又可以讲好多。
Okay, we're not going to go delve into it any deeper because there's a lot more to say about this.
但我愿意提一点，就是我曾经唔知系旧年定系前年喺呢度讲过，就系约翰福音十三章主耶稣同门徒洗脚嗰件事。
And I'm not quite sure if it was last year or the year before. I also shared on this following topic, and that's focused on John chapter 13. That's talking about Jesus washing his disciples' feet.
当我们真的要进入身体的服侍的里面,
when we truly enter into the life of service,
主曾经向他的门徒面前做了一件次序颠倒的事，就是说他替门徒洗脚。
The Lord has already gone forth to give us an example of something that's great and something that's unforeseeable, and that was His washing His disciples' feet.
我相信嗰一次之后，嗰啲门徒冇人能够忘记呢件事。
I'm certain that after that event occurred, none of the disciples would have been able to forget what the Lord had done for them.
佢哋未至食最后嘅晚餐。冇預備仆人同佢哋洗腳。
They had come for the Last Supper, but they did not have a servant arranged to wash their feet when they entered.
喺當時嘅情形，嗰啲習俗同埋實際嘅需要啊，唔洗腳食飯咧，真係係唔掂嘅，係唔可以形容啊。嗰啲唔舒服啊，嗰啲嘢啊。
And so the custom of the day, and actually.It was more than that. It was out of necessity that you wash your feet coming into having a meal because that was just hygiene. You wouldn't be comfortable without it.
所以彼得就睇約翰。
So Peter looked at John.
約翰就睇雅各。
John looked at James.
你睇下我，我睇下你。
And one looked at the other. The other looked at someone else.
大家就梗喺度。
And everyone was steadfast and stubborn.
冇人洗腳。你唔同我洗，想我同你洗
？There's no one here to wash your feet.
真系你，真系我食盐多过你食米啦。
There's no one to wash my feet, and now you want me to wash your feet? I'm much older than you are. I'm much more elder than I'm your elder.
所以十二个门徒就梗喺度。
And so each and every one of the disciples was very stubborn.
我唔知今日教会有阵时睇到有啲嘢应该做嘅，就梗喺度，冇人做。你睇我，我睇你，唔知有冇？希望你哋当中冇啊。
I'm sure that this probably doesn't happen here in San Francisco. But have we seen where something needs to be done and everyone just sort of looks around and looks at it and steadfastly says someone else needs to do that?
最后，我哋嘅主，佢哋嘅夫子，除咗衫，我块毛巾束腰。倒水喺盆里边，同佢哋踎低，同佢哋一个一个门徒洗脚。
It was then that Jesus, their teacher, their Lord, who then laid aside his garments, he took out a towel, brought out the wash basin, and girded himself and then began to wash the feet of each and every disciple.
他完全地放低他自己。
Here the Lord lowered himself completely.
做了一个榜样。
To be an example.
而且主告诉他们，我向你们做的，你们都要去做。
And then he told them, what I am doing for you, you must also go forth and do for others.
他们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福。
It said, and he told them that if you remember these things, to do as I do, then truly you will be blessed.
我哋唔可以再花时间讲呢度啊。
Okay, we're not going to spend too much more time on this.
我哋就睇到，当进入教会嘅服侍里边，我哋要学习放低我哋自己。
But at the very least, we realize whenever we enter into the service of the church, then the first thing is we have to let go of ourselves.
如果你真系一个活祭。你就唔會有呢啲問題。
But if you were truly a living sacrifice, then this wouldn't be an issue at all.
佢上面又講，中文就講，你要睇到自己當睇嘅合乎中道。
It says here that you also must think to as to have sound judgment.
哎，系啦，即系你睇自己咧，你要唔好多时候我哋都睇自己过高嘅。
Now, honestly, most of us we esteem ourselves highly.
但系咧，有阵时咧，我哋对自己咧亦都冇一个 sound judgment 啊，即系睇自己咧。我的意思就系有个意思咯，可能有阵时睇得自己过高，但系有阵时咧就睇自己过低。
But oftentimes we lack this step, which is to view ourselves with sound judgment. What I mean by that is, more than often, we think too highly of ourselves. But there are some times when we think too lowly of ourselves as well.
教会多一个又唔多，少我一个又唔少。
So we might take the attitude to say, well, as far as congregation goes, if I'm here, it doesn't add much to it. If someone takes me away, it doesn't seem to take much away.
又有长老，又有执事，阵间地图有个传道嚟讲下道咁啊 ，OK 啦，唔使我嚟啦。
There's the elders, there's the deacons over there. Once in a while, we have a servant of God to come to speak from the pulpit. We're doing pretty well. It's okay if I'm. Doesn't matter whether I'm here or not.
我上一次同你讲过。殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常侍奉主。
But as we have said before, the last time that I was here, it says not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord.
圣经里边嘅懒惰唔系话要三点钟先起身嗰种人。
Now the laziness here, we're talking about lagging behind in diligence in the Bible sense, is not referring to those people who sleep until 3 in the afternoon.
嗰度嗰个懒惰嘅意思就系你企喺度 idle 嚟闲企啊。
But the laziness that is talking about really can be described as someone who is just idle, someone who is just stationary, unwilling to move.
有习惯嘅咁样喺度企喺度
，and that's.What they practice, that's how they are because they practiced it. They just stand there.
Hold high toy, sluggish.
So that they're very sluggish. But when they look around, they're troubled. They're hesitant and because they don't want to do the work. Do you remember in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, there was a parable that was given to us about a master who went out and who in turn, before he went out, he gave one talent, two talents, and five talents to his slaves.
我们都知道这个故事，二千两又赚了二千两，五千两又赚了五千两，主就奖赏他们。
And we know that the one who had...five talents earned five more talents. The one who had two talents earned two more talents. And when the master returned, he praised them for the work that they had done.
嗰个有一千两嘅咧，佢就话将嗰啲钱掘开地埋响地下边啊，惊住唔即系怕事啊，啊惊住唔见咗啊，咁啊等主人翻嚟，主人点话佢咧？
And so the one who received one talent, what did he do with his talent that was given to him? He dug a hole in the ground and he hid his talent because he was afraid that something would happen to it. So when his master returned, what did the master say to this particular servant?
你又惡又懶的仆人。
The master pronounced him as being wicked and lazy.
你这无用的仆人将他丢下门。
And that he was a useless slave, and so he was thrown out.
So, 今日我哋响主面前，我要睇到主对我哋嘅要求系乜嘢。
So, when we come before the Lord, we have to realize what is it that the Lord is expecting of us.
我哋蒙咗咁大嘅恩典。
We have already been granted such a great grace.
主要我哋对佢嘅恩典有回应。
And the Lord wants for us to respond to that grace.
将身体献上当作活祭，将主嚟用。
To offer ourselves as a daily living sacrifice for the use of our master.
所以你唔好话，哎呀，我哋觉得好为难啊，唔知点样喺度拖拖拉拉。圣经点样解释呢啲人咧？ 呢啲人就叫做又懒又恶嘅仆人。
So don't be hesitant and be troubled and sort of hem and haw and just straddle the fence. What does the Bible use to describe? What words do the Bible use to describe this type of an individual? It says you are a wicked and lazy slave.
殷勤就係唔怕事 ，not afraid to do work. To work.
Diligent means that you're not afraid of doing the work.
我哋上次提過喺約翰福音第四章三十五節嗰度講。
We have already said in John chapter 4 verse 35, it says,
耶稣同撒玛嘅人妇人讲完话之后，特别加咗一句。
After the Lord has spoken to the Samaritan woman, there was one particular phrase that he put in at the end of their conversation.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
The Lord says,Did you not say that there are yet 4 months before the coming of the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white and ripe for harvest.
今天我们说，哦，不用急啊，那些庄稼还没熟啊，还有4个月啊，那些人是这么说的。
We're saying today, oh, don't worry, don't worry. There's still time, 4 months before the harvest.
但是主说，我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了。
But the Lord says, Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white and ripe for harvest.
今日喺神嘅家里边，你有冇举目嚟到观看呢？
Today, in the household of God, have you lifted up your eyes to look?
神要点样用你呢1,200银子呢？
How does the Lord want to use this one talent that has been given to you?
一个殷勤服侍主嘅人
Someone who is dedicated and diligent to
the
servant of God. One who is able to understand.
他的眼里面要看到有需要
In his eyes, his perception must be that there is a need there.
我们北京话啦，呢句说话好难翻译，即系话你眼里面要有活儿，即系你眼里边要睇到有嘢做。
There's a proverb in for those who are from Beijing, who essentially says that you have to perceive the work that is at hand.
我好中意讲我老豆。
I like to talk a little. I like to share about my family, about my dad in particular.
他14岁就去北京学学师
and at age 14, he went to Beijing to be an apprentice.
那咁嗰阵时啲掌柜啊，唔系话叫你做乜嘢，叫你做乜嘢啊？有书读唔系嘅。
And at that time, the master of that particular craft, that particular type of work, will never.Come out and to say, oh, go do this. Oh, go do that. Oh, these are the things that you're supposed to do.
他就眼一睇一睇，你就应该知道做乜嘢。
Instead, the master just has to take one look at you, and you should know what he wants done.
食饭嗰阵时咧，嗰个掌柜眉眯起筷子，冇人可以喐嘅。
And when it came to meal time, if the master has not taken up his chopstick.No one else better be taking up their chopsticks.
吃完饭，嗰个掌柜个筷子一放低喺台面咧，冇人可以再食嘅。
And when the master is finished and he puts down his chopsticks, nobody else better be eating after that.
如果个掌柜食完第一碗饭，个碗空咗
，and
佢要将碗饭摆咗落去台面，你先至睇到佢食完饭同佢装饭咧。That's too late. 你哋班人冇用啊，睇唔到佢个需要。
If the master has finished his bowl of rice and he has to put down his bowl of rice onto the tabletop and then for you to see, oh, he put down his bowl and then you go and help him refill his bowl, that's too late. You guys need to know what she needs. Before that bowl is placed onto the top of the tabletop, you have to have already extended your hands to take it from him to get it refilled. And then and only then are you doing what is proper.
圣经里面都讲啊，仆人要睇咩？主人嘅咩？使女要睇咩？主母嘅手。
So So in the Bible, it tells us what are the slaves supposed to what is the slave supposed to do? They must see what the master wants, or what does the servant girl needs to do? She must be able to see what her mistress wants.
所以你看到中國人嗰啲訓練嗰啲學士啊，有聖經根據啦。
So we see that actually there's a lot of traditions in the Chinese society that follows after or is a stems from the biblical teaching.
我哋喺神嘅家裏邊，我哋一方面我哋係一個活祭奉獻嘅人。
So within the household of God, on the one hand, we really are to be living sacrifices.
另外一方面，我哋係一個恩勤。
But on the other hand, we need to be diligent people.
我們殷勤的人,不是說我們周圍走,亂動。
Now, to be diligent doesn't mean that you're running around all over the place, busy as a bee.
你要向前觀看。
No, it says that we're supposed to be not lagging behind in diligence.
你向前觀看。 You're
supposed to raise your eyes to look at the field.
你要知道神家裏面的需要。
You need to know what the needs are within the household of God.
而且我們看到,當我們繼續讀羅馬書第12章的時候,
and then when we turn to Romans chapter, Matthew chapter 12, Romans chapter 12,
那裡繼續就說,我們許多人,第五節, 在基督裏成為一體,互相連我作肢體也是如此。
So though we are many, we are one body in Christ, and then individually members one of another.
我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
That we have gifts that differ according to
the great given to us.
If we're supposed to teach, then we're supposed to be appropriate in our teaching.
或作執事就當專一執事,或作教導就當專一教導,或作勸法就當專一勸法。
So we should exercise our gifts accordingly. So if we are supposed to serve, then we serve accordingly. If we're supposed to teach, we teach accordingly.
中文有個專一,那個是加上的意思,但是意思都是好的,就是我們每個人要有每個人的功用。
There's in the Chinese translation, there is an added word that means that singularly or solely. So that means, actually it's quite appropriate, that whatever it is that we've been given, that's what we're supposed to do.
就是教會是需要配搭。
But the church requires this coordination.
我們看到1,000兩,2,000兩,5,000兩的恩賜。
We see talents, one talent, two talents, three talents. These are gifts.
Five talents.
I'm sorry, one talent, two talents, five talents. These are gifts.
聖經裡面看不到8,000兩的。
But the Bible doesn't record for us eight talents.
即是說沒有人是全部都要自己做的。
That means that no individual has been required to do everything.
所以換一句話就是說,真是身體的配搭,是需要每一個弟兄姊妹殷勤的起來,產生他的功用。
So it's just like the coordination within a body, that each and every individual needs to arise and do his or her part.
忘記了我,我帶了你忘記了我。
I forgot my prop, so that's why I went to get it.
我筷子,
look at this pair of chopsticks.
你看到我都很硬啊。
It's pretty good, right? So I can use the chopsticks pretty well.
要我筷子我得好,
in order to utilize chopsticks well,
而且我得美麗,
and to do it elegantly,
要5個手指全部都有用,
you need to have all 5 fingers working coordinately to make it work.
上面的3個手指, 就搞定上面那支筷子。
The thumb and the first two fingers actually control the top. The top 下面兩個就要固定下面那個。 And the last two fingers are set to control the bottom chopstick.
我見到有人用兩隻手指我筷子。
I've seen people who use two fingers to control their chopsticks. Like this.
他又搞定,他又吃很多,但是真的很肉酸。
And I've seen the people actually use this, and they're actually able to do it, and they can eat with it. They eat lots with it as well. They can get it done.
身體的配搭,
but the coordination within the body
要顯出他, 真正的功用。
It needs to display the function.
而且要显出身体的美丽。
But it also must display the elegance of the body.
还需要每一个指头都显出它的功用。
It requires each and every digit, each and every part to be able to function as it should.
所以一个肢体显不到它的功用。
So if any one portion of the body is unable to manifest its function, then the bodily function suffers.
所以没有一个身体是 idle 在那里闲企的。
There is no one portion of that body that is just standing there stationary, idling, having no function.
魏托星弟兄在主公的圣教里面曾经讲过一句，因为他这样的说话。
Brother Watchman Nee had said before in his writing,
侍奉主的人应当等候在神的面前找事情做。
That one who is awaiting for the Lord, looking to the Lord, must wait to see the function that needs to be filled.
看我那一份如何摆在神家的建造当中。
To see my portion, how it fits in with the organ, with the functioning of the entire body of God.
我看到在神的家里面当然需要做很多事情。
Yes, within the household of God, there are many, many things that needs to be done.
但我觉得更重要的圣经在罗马 在以弗所书第四章告诉我们听，讲到建立基督的身体的时候是成全圣徒各尽其职。
But it, more importantly, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, that in Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that
perfect the body, right?
That we're supposed to put ourselves together for the perfection of the body.
Yeah. 即是我们要不单止我们去做。
So not only are we supposed to take care of a task,
但是很多时候我们是去成全圣徒。这个是神家里面最需要做的事。
But rather we are to realize that it is the function that is required of the members of the body, the saints of service.
我们看到在聚会的里面。
So in the in our worship, in our assembly,
如果你只是做事呢，其实都不是说没人做事的。
If you are true about it, it's not that people are not doing things.
但是真正神家里面所要建造的是人。
But realistically, what is really needed within the household of God is the building up of individuals.
所以当保罗在以弗所书讲到建立基督的身体的时候，是要身体来到各尽其职，成全圣徒，建立基督的身体。
So,it tells us, Paul tells us in Ephesians that we are supposed to be built up in Christ.
听见没有？我又都唔要太下得时间喺度讲。如果你翻去睇下圣经里面有个人物叫做巴拿巴。
So we're not going to spend a whole lot more time with this, but brothers and sisters can go home and consider the person of Barnabas.
使徒行传第四章，使徒行传第九章。《使徒行传》十一章、十三章、十五章都讲到佢。
So Barnabas is someone who appears again and again in Acts, in Acts chapter 4, chapter 9, chapter 11, chapter 13, chapter 15.
佢本来唔系叫巴拿巴嘅，你知唔知啊
？You realize that initially he was not named Barnabas.
即系本来佢叫约瑟。
He was
Joseph.但是呢
But someone later on gave him a nickname.
就叫做巴拿巴。
And he became known as Barnabas.
勸慰子就 son of encouragement.
So the definition of Barnabas is the son of encouragement.
就是他是勸慰之子，成日勸勉鼓勵弟兄姊妹。
He was someone who came alongside to encourage others.
他不单止奉献了卖了他的田卖了地奉献给弟兄姊妹的需要。
Not only did he sell off his own property in order to benefit the other saints who were there, but
当扫罗悔改之后要未复苏的时候，个个都惊佢啦，呢个坏人嚟嘅，逼不教会嘅，冇人敢。巴拿巴同佢倾偈，然后带佢去见使徒。
When Paul was Saul, and everyone knew him for his reputation of one who was putting Christians through tribulation, it was Barnabas who had the boldness to come alongside Paul to bring him along.
当有需要服侍的时候，巴拿巴去带扫揾扫罗出嚟，带佢去外邦地去服侍。
And so it was.When there was a need that arose, it was Barnabas who went to look for Paul to bring Paul into the service.
当一开头是巴拿巴带着保罗。
So it was Barnabas who brought Paul along.
但是你见到保罗的恩赐越来越明显。
But you see that the gift of, that was given to Paul was made more and more evident as time went forward.
去到《使徒行传》十三章之后就不再是巴拿巴保罗，而是保罗巴拿巴，是保罗带着巴拿巴。
So when we progress to chapter 13, when we see the recordings, it was no longer Barnabas and Paul, Barnabas leading Paul, but rather it was Paul and Barnabas. It was then Paul who led Barnabas.
我们看到当真是主用一个人的时候，
So we see that whenThe Lord really truly utilizes someone.
其实是需要很多的巴拿巴去将他带出来，将他扶持起来，将他带到服侍的当中。
It really requires many, many Barnabases to come alongside that individual, to bring him along, to encourage him, to be able to be the support for him.
上面保罗不听巴拿巴的话。
So at the end, you realize that.Paul discarded the advice of Barnabas.
因为马可的关系。
And that's because of Mark.
但我们知道最后尾保罗都承认马可对他的服侍是有益的。
But you realize that ultimately at the end, that Paul confessed that that Mark was of benefit to Paul's ministry.
我为什么要讲巴拿巴？
So why are we talking about Barnabas?
因为在真的在一个配搭服侍的里面。
But because when it comes to the coordination of the body in service,
我们不单只需要人去做事。
Not only do we need individuals who get things done,
我们要需要人将人带起来。
We need those individuals who would be able to raise up others.
教会的建造是建造基督的身体，就是我们这一班人是材料。
The building up of the church really is the building up of the body of Christ. That means is the building up of people like us.
你知道我们教会很多事做，你只是说人，没人有事没事做，那么谁做？
You're always talking about people, but there's stuff to do. There's tasks to be completed. If there's tasks to be completed and there's no one there to do it, what's going to happen?
弟兄姊妹，所有的服侍不是只是为了做这件事，是藉着做这件事，是叫你这个人被建造。
The goal of service is not about finishing up a task. It's about that individual who is finishing up that task, how that individual is being built up and molded.
如果你只是为了摆凳而摆凳，
If you just put out chairs for the sake of putting out chairs,
你只是摆张凳，将啲凳哇摆得好整齐啊！
You can say,
呢个唔整齐啊，梗系有人摆得唔好啊！要直嘅，又呢边好直嘅。
So you can say, look at the results. This row of chairs is perfectly aligned. That row of chairs, someone did a very bad job, is not aligned at all.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面需要有人服侍，需要做事。
So yes, there is that. The church does need an individual to align the chairs and put things out.
但你做的所有的事是为了叫人能够得着在这里聚会。
But the whole...goal of putting out the chairs, aligning the chairs anyways, is so that it's for the sake of those individuals who are gathered here.
我记得在台湾有个老弟兄，每个星期日一早就去摆凳抹凳，因为台湾很多尘，每张凳他都抹。
I know of an older brother in Taiwan, who every Sunday is, He takes it upon himself to arrive at the meeting place and to align the chairs and also to wipe it down because Taiwan actually is quite dusty. So they had to do
that every week.
And so he makes sure that every chair is aligned properly with enough space so that brothers and sisters can come and sit comfortably. But not only that,
他每一次抹凳的时候, 他就说,
for each and every chair that he wipes down, he would offer a prayer. He would offer up a prayer for that individual, whoever it might be, that will be sitting in that chair. He would pray for that individual.
神家里面所做的每一件事, 是为了主, 为了弟兄姊妹。
Everything that is done within the household of God is for the Lord, but is for the sake of each and every brother or sister in the Lord.
所以当我们讲到殷勤不眼做生于火热上堂侍奉主的时候,
so when we talk about being diligent, not lagging behind in diligence, being fervent in spirit and serving the Lord,
还有一个很重要的原则,
there is another important principle,
就是身体的侍奉是一定要由里面出来,
that all service for the body must initiate from the inner being, from the inner person. That means you have a burden in you. You want to be able to serve the Lord. And then externally, then you align yourself or push yourself to do some work, some actual physical work. If first and foremost, you do not have a heart for the Lord, you do not have a love inside your heart for the Lord, you only instead want to have a position of serving the Lord, or serving the church in front of everyone's eyes, this merely becomes a religious activity. It is not a service to the body. A true service is a living sacrifice. And when it is offered, the life and the life within changes. And that individual will come to know what God's expectations are. What does God intend to, for him? And when God has a direction for him,
他就不迟疑,他就不在那里,懒惰,
he will not delay, he will not be sluggish. Instead, the reality of what he has seen inside of him will be displayed and lived out.
所以在12章下面,第8节讲到话,他说施舍的就当诚实。
And so that's why in verse 8, it tells us that he who exhorts.
No, no.
Chapter 8. Oh, he who gives, give with liberality.
有些翻译说, 你奉献,即是讲财物的奉献,你是很真的,很generous的来奉献。
So some translation tells us, when it talks about giving, that means giving financially, that you give generously, or you give with a genuineness or a true heart.
怜悯人的就甘心,
and that he who shows mercy, do it with cheerfulness.
爱人不可虚假地纠结。
The one who loves must do it without hypocrisy.
第10节, 爱弟兄要彼此亲义,
for, and then it says to be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
然后心里火热, 常常侍奉主。
And then it says, not lagging behind in diligence, but fervent in spirit.
一个在主面前, 殷勤服侍的活祭,
before the Lord, a diligent living sacrifice.
他所做出来的是因为他里面有那个感动。
Does everything because he is moved in his heart to do it.
John Darby 在那本书 Pilgrim Portion 就基督使我们满足里面讲到侍奉的时候他有几句说话我觉得很重要、
John Darby writes、some words that I think are very important for us to consider in his、book Pilgrim Portions
他说要在外面向着神而活唯一可能的方法就先在心里面向神而活所有外面的活动若没有里面的推动就顶容易使人失去基督而带进了己我顶怕与神没有深的交通而有大的活动
So I quote from his、words here. This is from John Darby. Living to God inwardly is the only possible means of living to him outwardly. All outward activity not moved by this tends to make us do things without Christ and brings in the self. I dread great activity without great communion.
要向主面前有外面的工作和服侍。
Before the Lord, if we are to have any outward activity or service,
唯一可能的方法就是你活在主的面前，积极地活在主的面前。
The only way is if we are actively living in Christ within our hearts.
所以他说，如果外面有很多的活动，而没有里面的推动呢，你就很容易一做事失去了基督。
That's why he says that when there's so much activity outwardly, yet without this inner moving, then it tends to make us do things without Christ.
他说我真的怕我们外面有很多的活动，但是与神里面无交通。
And when that is done, it only brings in the self. And so John Darby says, I dread the great activities that we might have that are without that communication or that communion relationship with the Lord.
当我们每一次讲到要心为火热啊，要服侍啊，要爱主啊，嗰啲人就跳嚟跳去啦。
Every time we say we need to love the Lord, we need to dedicate consecrate ourselves to the Lord, then somehow that has an implication that we must move, we must get going.
如果我喺度咁大声啊，又咁搏命喺度讲，如果我里边好似对呢班人。冇乜爱，冇乜反应，咁样我喺度做乜嘢？我喺度做戏啊嘛。
So if I'm yelling at the top of my voice and I'm moving everywhere, yet if I'm without the love and the response to those individuals that I'm serving, what am I doing? I'm merely an actor acting out a scene.
所以你唔好学我喺度大声又喐手又脚用我哋筷子出嚟啊嗰啲嘢。
So don't be like me taking out chopsticks or a prop and jumping around and moving my arms here and there.
你里面有冇嗰个迫切
？Do you have that inner urgency？
我哋个弟兄冥思嘅时候，佢一提到第三节，佢都未唱啫，佢已经流咗眼泪啦。
We see our brother when he was leading the hymns at first. He mentioned about stanza 3, and before we even sang the lyrics that are in stanza 3, tears started to form in our brother.
为他，为了教会，我常呼求；为他，我常流泪。
For him, for the church, I cry out. For him, for the church, I shed tears.
施舍，即是或者啊，给予要诚实。Verse 8, gift.
For those who give must give with liberality.
好真实嘅。
It must be true.
弟兄姊妹，当你收到一啲啊，或者你收到一笔钱嘅时候
，Let's say that someone gave you some money.
你开头你谂到乜嘢？
What is the first thing that pops into your head?
如果你个心里边系火热向着教会向着主嘅话，你首先就谂下，究竟神要我供应 边一个需要。
If your heart is aligned with the Lord and you have a love for the Lord, if there's some money that's set before you, the first thing you should think is, Lord, is there some place that you would like for me to support, for me to provide for?
爱人不可虚假。
That we must have love without hypocrisy.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
That we must have brotherly love and to be devoted to one another.
主话要亲热个爱。
That means we're supposed to love fervently.
咁我睇佢个样。
I'm looking at him.
就谂起唔知几多年前佢就喺度责过我一句说话。
And then all of a sudden I remember, oh yeah, so many years ago, he said this about me.
我里边真系话又要爱，唔爱又唔得。
In my head,
要亲热嘅爱。
In my head, what comes into my head is this admonition to love, but not only just love, but to love fervently.
使乜就喺度痴咁样笑住佢爱。
So then I can force myself just to smile and I can go and hug him and love him that way.
嗰个姐妹都耷低头见到你爱得好肉酸。
But that sister can look and say, oh my goodness, that's not real.
因为我里边冇嗰个爱，我里边反而有一啲嘅条气唔顺。
In fact, not only do I not have love for him, but there's actually resentment in my heart.
主话爱人不可虚假。
But the Lord tells us, love without hypocrisy.
所以我要翻到主嘅面前同主有交通。
So we need to come back before the Lord. We need to reestablish that communication with our Lord.
我哋冇爱
if without love.
我哋冇愿意奉献嘅心
if we do not have a heart to want to offer or consecrate ourselves.
我哋嚟到主跟前，求主用佢个爱心充满我哋。
Then we need to come back before the Lord and pray and plead for the Lord's love to come showering upon me.
求主俾我哋睇见神家里边嘅需要
，so that I can see what the needs are within the household of God.
我哋能够真正向里边涌出爱出。
And so that I can have true love that originates from within to outflow to without.
因为今日喺神嘅家里边。
Today we are in the household.
尤其是我哋有啲好多属灵嘅知识
especially for those of us who we have lots and lots of spiritual knowledge.
一方面有人我哋可能睇我哋自己太高
on the one hand we probably esteem ourselves too highly.
一方面又觉得啊、哦，我要背十字架，我唔去喐啊，我要失去主嘅同在啊，就好属灵咁样。
But then the flip side is, oh wait, I need to learn how to bear the cross. I need to learn how to be moved by my Lord. I need to be spiritual, so I'm going to be quiet.
以至于神的家里面很多个肢体，那些一千两不能够被成全。
You realize within the household of God, there are many, many individuals who hold tightly to that one talent, not allowing for that talent to grow.
因为今天我们常常都说不再是我乃是基督嘛，都唔系我啦，咁我唔使喐啊。
Because after all, the Bible teaches us no longer I but Christ. So if it's no longer I, that means I don't have to do anything.
我已经死咗啦，死咗啲人唔使喐啊。
I'm already dead, right? Okay, then I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be here. I'm just going to be a corpse.
但我记得光地兄曾经讲过，我哋基督徒要 actively passive.
But I remember Brother Kong's teaching.He says that as Christians, we must be actively passive.
主动的被动。
We need to be actively passive.
点咩叫主动的被动
？So whoa, that's really high. What does that mean?
被动就系话不再是我，唔系我嘅意思，唔系我嘅计划，唔系我嘅名量。
Passive means no longer I who live, but Christ. No longer my thought, but His thoughts.
要主动的被动就系话。你在主面前积极的好像上一次我讲的时候我唱了一首主啊主啊我在这里啊那首诗主啊我在这里我愿意将自己奉献给你我愿意为你而活积极的向前观看。
But actively passive, what does that mean? That means that we have to ask and inquire and plead and actively ask of the Lord. Just like the song that we had sung last time when I was here back in September, where it says, Lord, Lord, here I am.Is to plead out for the Lord to come and to fill me up.
最近我哋星期六一齐啱啱读完一本书，叫做《清教徒 清教徒的脚中的 Puritan.
On Saturday, we had some of us gathered together, and we have just finished reading a book on the Puritans, their origin and successors.
其中有段说话是有课书是讲到 Jonathan Edwards 这个人 ，Edwards 这个人，爱德华士这个人。
So within the book, there's one chapter that's devoted to the individual by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
这个人在18世纪主在美国很用的一个人。他是带起美国的大的醒觉大复兴。
And so, he was an individual that was greatly used by God in the 18th century, here in America, bringing a great awakening to spiritual truth in America.
他曾经做过普林斯顿大学的校长。
He was once the president of Princeton University.
他有几句说话我愿意读给大家听。
So I want to read to you some words that he had written.
在满有效能的恩典的享用上，我们并不是全然被动的，也不是神先做一点工，然后我们负起全部责任。不是的，是神作成全工，我们也全然作出自己的一份。神作成一切，而我们也全然跟上去，因为我们所做的正是他所要作成的果效。神是唯一的创始成终者，他是源头，我们不过是安分的付诸行动。我们有各种不同的着眼点，完全被动也同时全然主动。
Quoting from the book, it says, "In efficacious grace, we are not merely passive, nor yet does God do some and then we do the rest. No, but God does everything, does all, and then we do all. God produces all, and then we follow suit by acting all. For that is what He produces versus our own acts. God is the only proper author and fountain. We are then the proper actors only. We are in different respects, wholly passive and wholly active."
送人的是一方面全部都是主作的。
When it comes to spiritual things, the Lord does everything.
但是送人的是神要人与他同工。
But in spiritual matters, God wants for man to co-work with him.
我们完全被动。
So we are wholly passive.
是站在一个奉献做活祭的基础上面。
That means that we are standing in a position where we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice daily.
我们也都全然主动。
But we are also completely active.
就是积极地回应他所要做的一切。
That means to actively respond to the things that he wants done.
要有外面与主有交通。
There must be communication, communion with the Lord from within.
灵里面火热。
When there is fervency in the Spirit,
有催促。
And there is moving of the Spirit,
你马上就按照这个催促去做。
Then immediately you act upon that moving.
灵里面的负担就得到释放。
And when you do so, then your burden is discharged.
你里面有了空位。
And now you have a space in your heart.
你要向前观看。
And then you ask again for more from the heaven.
主又将一些托付给你。
And the Lord gives you another burden.
你里面又有催促。
So then again you have that burden and urging. 弟兄姊妹的身上。So then you apply that onto another brother or sister.
这个丰满就不断在你里面来到流转。
And then the abundant outflow will come from you again and again.
因为我不是很蚀底，成日做来做去。
Then you said, wait, I'm the one that's losing out, right? Because I'll keep doing stuff.
有经历的人告诉你。
No, but let me tell you from the experienced voice.
在那里经历基督的丰富。
What you're experiencing as you do that is the the abundantness of the Lord himself. Because each time that you give yourself like that,
你是滿滿的享用了主,
each and every time you first experience and enjoy what God, the Lord has provided for you. So that even that inner urging, that heart,
是生命裡面,
it allows you to experience the outflow of life.
我有很多機會在外面服侍。
I have lots of opportunities to share at other assemblies.
每一次去一個地方, 我自己先得幫。
Honestly, the first person to benefit each and every time I go minister elsewhere is myself.
我來到弟兄姊妹當中抹餅, 見到這麼多初信的弟兄姊妹很簡單的, 我一看看, 一開始15分鐘唱了一首詩, 有10個人祈禱, 每一個簡單的禱告,
I come today for bread baking, and I'm greatly encouraged to see so many brothers and sisters who are young in the Lord who offers up just very simple prayers. You know, with, I'm sitting there, first 15 minutes, there's only one hymn that was sung, and there were 10 brothers and sisters who prayed. And each and every simple prayer touched my heart.
我去美國東岸, 去西岸,
and I go from west, East Coast to the West Coast, I see there are so many places where the blessing of the Lord is seen.
但我看到教会的成长,不是只是那些传道人讲话很大声,或者很有恩赐,这样就可以做得到。
But wherever I go, I see that the maturity of the church is not dependent upon the speaker, the one who's more charismatic, the one who's more demonstrative.
而是有很多安静,很多时候是姊妹,当然不一定是姊妹,我们弟兄都不要太眼睛,产生很多功用。
But it is those places, actually, where there are the quieter saints, many, most of whom are probably sisters, but brothers do not get an excuse neither because you can't be lazy, but it's those who quietly support and uplift that particular teaching in that particular
locality.
So outwardly, the speaker might not be as demonstrative as me. But they are actively living before the Lord. Continually with their eyes uplifted and looking at the field.
有一次我问一个姊妹,她没问全福音,个人帮助弟兄姊妹好像都很有果效,我就问她,喂,教回两道来,我可以周围讲一下。I
had encountered a sister before, and whether she was reaching out with the gospel message or just serving in whatever service that she was in, it seems that she was always able to be fruitful in her service. And so I would ask, I said, oh, tell me your secret. At the very least, I can spread the word and help others be able to do the same. And because others have told me before, oh, she is so effective when she evangelizes. Every time she speaks, many people come to be converted and accept the Lord. So I want to ask her, what's your secret? Tell me the secret. And her response was pretty simple. He says, I just read the Bible with them. And I said, oh, so simple? Okay, great. Give me your verses. Give me the verses that you use. I'll Xerox it. I'll be able to distribute to everyone, and we'll be able to evangelize and be fruitful. And she said, well, let's see. Yesterday, when I spoke to that individual, I had to use 21 verses. And so after that, they were able to see the truth.
讀了不知多少節聖經,他又回到主的跟前。And
last week, I was talking to a young person, a child, and we spent a lot of time on the Word of God, and then after we finished our reading, then he was able to give himself to the Lord.
咁我我出嚟啊，我啲圣经出嚟，我印俾大家啦。
So he said, so I said, oh, that's fine. Just give me your script, give me your script, and I'll Xerox it and I'll be able to distribute it.
我次次用嘅都唔同喎。
And she said, but I don't use the same Bible verses each time.
咁上面佢就讲俾我听，佢每一次喺主面前祷告开始。
And she says, later on, actually we shared, she says, every time when I approach someone, I pray first.
先先睇下主啊，今日你叫我打电话俾边个？
First and foremost, actually, I pray to the Lord and say, who should I call today, Lord?
我应该向边个人传福音？
Who should I target as someone to share your words with?
当有个负担某某人。
And then once I have a burden, oh, I should speak to this person.
然后佢话祷告，主啊，你叫我向佢讲乜嘢？
Then I pray to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to say to that person?
然后主就将呢个圣经放喺佢心里边。
And it's only then that the Lord gives me or puts in my mind the appropriate verses to bring to that person.
无论系弟兄姊妹嘅需要，无论系福音朋友嘅需要，好多时候我哋里面有冇同主俾你个负担
？Whether is the needs of the church, whether is the needs of a gospel friend, do you ever first start to see?Whether the Lord has given you a burden for that?
然后你问主啊，你叫我向佢讲乜嘢说话？
Then do you take the next step and say, Lord, what are the words that you want me to use as I approach this individual?
今日喺神家里边需要嘅系向前观看嘅人。
What the household of God needs today are individuals who are willing to lift their eyes.And to look upon the field.
活在神面前的人。
What's needed are those individuals who are living before God.
心里面是向着神，向着神的家的建造，是火热的人。
Someone who is fervent for the establishment of the church of God.
而且是那些一个活祭的人。
And those who are living sacrifices.
当我们有一个这样的心里面活在神的跟前积极地活在神的跟前的时候
So when we have that type of a heart to live before God to live actively like this before God
无论你是一个弟兄无论你是一个姊妹
Whether you are a brother in the Lord or a sister in the
Lord 无论你是一个年轻无论你是一个年长
Whether you are young in age or older in age
主要用每一个肢体显出他的功用先带出身体的问题。
The Lord needs to have at His disposal the use of each and every member in order to manifest the full function of the body.
叫我们真是殷勤不懒惰，心里火热，常常侍奉主。
May we truly be not lagging in diligence, and that we are fervent in our spirit.And that we truly serve the Lord. It's not so much what task have we completed for the Lord.
让主在我们身上活出来。
But rather that we would be able to live out the Lord from our lives.
当人碰到我们的主的时候。
So that whenever the others encounter the Lord,
你就见到啲果子就结出来。
You will see fruits that have.Been made ready for
当你见到果结果子嘅时候
，and when you see the individuals bear fruit，
见到见到有人信主嘅时候
，when you see an individual，
见到见到有人爱主嘅时候
，when you see someone who's willing to
love the Lord， 见到有个家庭嘅问题解决嘅时候
，when you see that the problems of the family of the household is resolved，
弟兄姊妹先得享用嘅系你自己。
Who is the first one to benefit? It is you, the one who was instrument。
生命就喺你里边活水个江河。涌流出嚟，你就先得到饱足。
You are the vessel from whom the flows the living waters, and then you would have benefited and enjoyed that first and foremost.
愿主得着更多咁样嘅器皿。
May the Lord gain even many more numbers of vessels like these.
愿主嘅见证能够向呢个地方。更明显的明光照耀来到显出来
And may the testimony of the Lord be able to shine forth even brighter from this place.
求主得著我哋，亦都主得一切嘅榮耀。
May the Lord gain each one of us, and that the Lord would gain all the glory.
我祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我哋俯伏喺你嘅跟前。
Lord, we prostrate before.
我哋需要再一次将身体献上，当作活祭。
Once again, we want to offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice daily.
因为只有咁样先至系圣洁嘅，咁样先系你所喜悦嘅，咁样先系真正嘅侍奉。
Only then would it be holy and good and acceptable before your sight.
叫我哋真系作一个殷勤不懒惰、心里边火热、常常侍奉主嘅人。
May we truly then be one who is not lagging behind in diligence, but that we are fervent in spirit and that we're serving our Lord.
因为你来的日子已经很近。
Because your return is imminent.
愿我们见你的时候，我们不带着羞愧。
Oh, that we would not have bring shame upon ourselves when we come to see you face to face.
祝福你自己的话，祝福你的教会。
Bless your words, Lord, and may you bless your own church. We give all glory back to you. In Jesus' name we pray.